So who are you and what are you up to?
Okay, my name is Chris Giddens, and I'm a graduate intern with Milwaukee Riverkeeper and Wisconsin Sea Grant. And I've been working this summer to develop a plastic waste audit that can be employed in Milwaukee's public schools, and then also some adjacent marine debris and plastic education that's specifically catered to the Great Lakes ecosystem.
Wrong level here.
Okay. So that's ambitious.
Yeah, it definitely is pretty ambitious, but we think that given the threat to the environment that plastics pose, and I guess how much we use it, it's a great opportunity to educate kids and teachers as well about consumptive habits and things they might be able to employ to make changes in their lives, either purchasing habits or the way they decide to vote or anything like that.
Okay, but what motivated you to kind of focus on doing an audit? Like, how did that thought process develop for you?
Early in the summer, I did some research to see what kind of stuff has been done surrounding plastics education and awareness, and we found a lot of like environmental organizations and groups would do like brand audits where they go do a trash cleanup and, you know, like a river cleanup or something, and then they essentially find the big brand, like for example Frito-Lay chip bags, and they would package all that stuff up and send it back to Frito-Lay. But there hadn't been a lot of work done in schools, and schools are nationwide large producers of plastic waste, just the way that lunch programs have evolved over time. And so we saw an opportunity. There hadn't been a lot of work done. Most of the research I found is there's a need here. We need to develop this toolkit. So that was kind of the thought process behind that.
Okay, and then how does an entity use the audit? Like, do they have to bring in Sea Grant or Plastic Free volunteers, or how does it actually function?
Yeah, so the goal is to make it as independent or as hands-on, or I guess as collaborative as they want. So this toolkit, once it's completed, will be on like Plastic Free MKE's website. So if teachers want to just download the material and employ it on their own time in their own classrooms without ever speaking to us, that's an opportunity. And then we're also offering to go into classrooms and help facilitate that as needed, or if that's a desire.
So. Okay, and what does it actually look like? Is that what you're doing now with the waste from the conference?
Yep. Yeah. So we're piloting it. I designed the audit this summer, and so this is kind of our first go of the intent is to break down what types of plastics are recyclable here in Milwaukee. So that's 1s, 2s, and 5s, and then everything else would be non-recyclable plastic. And it's designed so that the process is the same regardless of what you're looking for. So if you just want to focus on recyclable plastic, you can. If you want to just focus on non-recyclable plastic, it's kind of choose your own adventure. But you essentially sort the plastic into those categories. And then you can either do counts or weight or both. And then from there, you can explore, like, you know, volume of like cubic volume or anything like that if you convert your how many trash barrels did we fill up. So
it's really almost a supplemental for a science classroom to be able to look at real data coming from a school in one context.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you talking with facilities folks too, or is it mainly for educators at this point?
So we're referring to like facilities
at a school or something.
Yeah,
like how they manage your process.
Yeah, so the intent behind this is to let this be a vehicle for students to enact the change that they see fit.
Okay.
We're not trying to coerce one way or the other. We're hopeful that they'll see this and be like, oh, this is something we should change, and then do what they can to demand or enact change. But that's ultimately, and the third part of this process will have some suggestions for activities and things they can do. But largely that's, we're hoping that it's a student-led initiative to reduce plastic waste in schools.
And then just in terms of empirically what we've got right now, what are all these check marks so far?
So we're, again, trying it out, but these tallies are by fives of pieces of, like, individual plastic. So right now I have our first bag of non-recyclable plastic, hence the popsicles. We're counting them. The tallies are so we can tally and count as we're sorting, and then we'll go to final count. And then every type of if we fill up multiple bags of non-recyclable, this would be bag number one. This could be bag number two of non-recyclable plastic. And at the end, you would total it down here to see what your final count was. And okay. So you could have counts and weights for the different kinds of plastic.
Are you imagining doing the kind of data visualization with these numbers, or like where would this data live once it's aggregated if it was returned to plastic pre-MKE?
That we have not explored too much at this point. We're hoping that it's the data is used by schools and students to enact the change that they see fit. We have not yet explored what getting returns on that might look like. Okay. So,
and then what has been your personal professional trajectory? How did you get into this role?
So I'm undergoing a career change. My background's in wildland firefighting, moved out from out west. I've been interested in water stuff for a long time. I'm a graduate student at SFS now, and this is my summer internship. And I'm interested in big picture actions that can make tangible results, like science for everyday people. And so this project was pretty interesting to me.
Very cool. Anything else you want to add?
I don't think so.
Cool. I'm going to take your picture and then write down your name.